one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Yeah, we in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, 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 welcome one and all to Rant EM Radio's coverage of tonight's WWE Network special live from the mecca of sports entertainment, Madison Square Garden in my town, my hometown, New York City. How's everybody doing tonight? I am your gracious host tonight, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Ray of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Hanging out with you guys till 8 o'clock, right up until the start of the, I guess, the special card that they want to call. I don't know what they want to call it. You know, so anyway, I have a soft spot for Madison Square Garden. Soft spot. I do. Because, I mean, I lived there pretty much from like 85 to like 90 almost every month. And one of the reasons why I'm not there is because I didn't feel like paying a gazillion dollars for a ticket. And it's not just me going anymore, it's three of us. So, you know, I figured I'm not going to kill my family with that stuff and, you know, and pay $20 and sit in the nosebleeds. But I'm going to stay home, have some snacks with the family, and watch some wrestling. But it was an event. It was a special event when I was a kid. You know, they had matches every month at Madison Square Garden at one point. So, it was a happening. You followed the storylines and, you know, feuds ended, feuds started, and they all came into fruition at Madison Square Garden. At one point in my life, it's Disneyland to me anyway. You know, it's Disneyland, it's the World Series, it's the Super Bowl, NHL Championship, Stanley Cup, you know, the World Cup all into one at one point in my life. So, I figured, you know what, I'm home. The weather has been miserable in the Northeast for the past couple of days. Thank goodness we got by with that hurricane nonsense. There's no hurricane. Although we did get some nice wind, but nothing, you know, that's going to destroy houses and stuff like that like I did a couple of years ago with Sandy. So, thank goodness for that. And I figured, you know what, since I'm home, call the boss, open up the Skype. You want to Skype us? It's one word, throwbacks and awfulness. You want to call in? 718-878-6394. 718-878-6394. You want to talk Madison Square Garden? You want to talk about WWE and tonight's card? I will break down the entire card. And, of course, coverage starts at 8 o'clock on the WWE Network. No, I don't want to install any updates on Skype. Either way. So, again, I figured, you know what? Let's do this because MSG has a special place in my heart. Even though it's not what it used to be, you know, I might as well share some knowledge with you. Maybe tell a little story or two before I get into the card. I remember back in like 85, and the main event, I think it was Hogan, Hillbilly Jim, and Captain Lou Albano versus Stud. Yeah, it was. It was Stud Bundy and Bobby Heenan against Hogan, Albano, and Hillbilly Jim. There was a bunch of stuff going on at night, though. I know Andre fought Paul Orndorff that night. The British Bulldogs are on the card. Just a good time. And then there's a cage match tonight, which really doesn't mean much to me anymore. But when I was a kid, cage matches were a big deal. Cage matches were a blow-off to a feud. Hands down. Cage matches were like the thing where you fought this guy for 6 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, and then like you can't get it together, and finally you're going to end this feud in a cage. And most of the time, it was really good. And I used to get excited. I used to get excited about cage matches, even if I didn't like the people that were in it. Cage matches, it's like my favorite gimmick. You guys all know that. But it's fun to watch a live cage match. So tonight I'm excited about that too, even though I'm not big into the combatants. It's going to be a happening, man. And I hope the card is good. I hope people get their money's worth, you know. Like it, they want to pay $300 to sit close where I could watch it at home. And for $20, me and the kid bought Cheetos and a bunch of other shit. And, you know, had a, you know, not so good nutritious dinner, but it was fantastic in terms of good. It wasn't good for you, but it was good in general. And that's kind of the stuff that I live for now because I'm an old man. But either way, getting back to Madison Square Garden. It was a happening, man. People wanted to come here. It was, you know, wrestlers used to say, I'm nowhere yet until I make it to Madison Square Garden. That's what the thing was. It's the same thing when, if you're a baseball player, you want to play in Yankee Stadium, same kind of thing. You know, it's like, well, I haven't lived yet. I haven't had my career fulfilled yet until I played in a certain spot. Well, that's how wrestlers felt about the Garden. So, anyway, you call in 718-878-6394. You want to Skype. It's all one word, throwbacks and awfulness. I'm opening the phone lines to you guys tonight. We can talk Madison Square Garden. We can talk WWE, and then we'll break down tonight's card live on the WWE Network at 8 p.m. Hello, Kid Humans in the building, and I'm not going to play his clip because it's not that kind of show tonight. So, you'll get that. You got that clip yesterday, I think. But either way, it's going to be a happening tonight. I think something good will come out of it. I hope so anyway. You know? Maybe I could have gone. I just didn't. It doesn't have the same appeal to me anymore. But, you know, and I'll get into my disdain for a lot of things. 540, you on the line?
Hi, long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Hello, Barbara.
What's up, Phil?
What's going on, kid?
Oh, same old, man, you know. Work a day, pay the boys.
That's it, man. That's pretty much it. I don't know if you were listening. I could have gone tonight. I just didn't feel like paying, you know, $60 for three nosebleed seats and $300 to sit anywhere near the ring.
Nah, I hear you. It's not worth it sometimes.
You know,
the only thing is worth going to a pay-per-view, really.
That's the thing, man. I was telling Shining Woods Eddie the other night on their show when I called in. The last time I got excited about a Garden show was I took my nephew to Survivor Series back in like 11.
Yeah.
And Punk fought Alberto Del Rio, I think it was, I think in the main event.
Is that the start of his run?
Yeah, I believe so. Came out in a Mayor Ball jacket, and I popped. And everybody's like, what are you cheering for? I'm like, you idiots, look at the jacket he's wearing. Nobody in the aisle knew except for me and my nephew, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember going back to the old Garden shows in the 80s growing up. Always popping.
Now, you went to a bunch of Garden shows as a kid, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know you grew up at least maybe 5 to 10 minutes from me. When did you guys get cable? Like,
probably like the late 80s.
So you guys got the Madison Square Garden channel right off the bat?
No.
See, because when I was a kid, only cool people in the suburbs or South Queens had cable or satellite. Well, I remember my Uncle Bobby lived in Howard Beach, and every year he would have like this big cookout. They would do a luau, and they would roast this huge pig. But the satellite dish, he had to get like an extra backyard for a satellite dish, you know?
Yeah, those things are humongous.
Right, and it's funny shit, because he had cable. Obviously, he had satellite. And they would have the Madison Square Garden channel. And this is before they showed Yankee games and stuff like that. They would just be just Madison Square Garden, like concerts, and they would show the wrestling matches that you didn't go to. or you did go to and they showed them on videotape. Yeah. And the only difference is you get to see the guys getting interviewed in the back. You know, it was pretty cool to see, like, Lord Alfred Hayes interviewing, like, Big John Studd, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Or Sean Mooney, whoever flavor of the day was at that point. But it was a happening. Like I was telling the people in the beginning, it was an event. People went monthly. I went from 85 to like 89. I went every month.
Yeah, I went 85 and 86. I probably went about 14 times between those 2 years.
I probably passed you up in the bathroom.
Yeah, my dad was a school bus driver, so the guy would let him take the bus, and him and his friend, and like just get a bunch of people and go, like 20 of us.
That's cool. Yeah, one of my relatives had a American Express card, and you know every month he'd buy the tickets. And you remember how it went? The main event would happen during the middle of the show. This way, yeah. Towards the end, Howard Finkel would come out and he would announce the card for the next month. Because of tonight's match, just signed next month, Hulk Hogan versus Randy Savage, whatever it is, you know, whatever. And you would pop, you know, or you did the debut of Bam Bam Bigelow. And you're like, oh, this is great. And everybody's like, who's Bam Bam? I'm like, shut up, read a magazine, you know, kill yourself. And then, you know, you would fucking, yeah, you know, but.
Yep.
I just wish, obviously it's a different product. You're never going to see that again. But, you know, I hope tonight has that feel for me again. Like, I hope the card is good, you know?
Yeah. You know, I was looking at it like, you know, if you want to rate it, like a house show would be like a 5, a pay-per-view a 10. This is like a 7.5. It's kind of in between because you want to draw the people and give them some good matches, but you don't want to make it a pay-per-view type show with all, like, your matches. You're going to have your, I was explaining to my brother, like, you're going to have your Barry Horowitz versus SD Jones match, but then you're going to have a title match just so you could draw in the people to watch. If it was just a straight house show, I wouldn't care. You know, you're putting a couple titles on the line, I'm going to watch it because, you know, titles could change hands.
We got Mr. Nobody in the room. Hello, sir. Hacksaw Lou Reed. Hello, sir. Thank you for joining us tonight. Yeah, man. You know what? I have to agree with you. There's, you know what? It has the makings, if you look at it. We'll break down the card in a few minutes, but, you know, you might see a title change. You know, you might see something significant. I just hope they don't do the whole breaking of the ring thing again with Lesnar and Big Show.
Oh, I know.
Like I was telling you guys the other night on the rant, I think it's just it's ridiculous. But however, at least it's cool where I could watch it from home, man. I think it's the coolest thing, man, that they're doing that. And, you know, people who complain about the network, this is the kind of shit you're not going to get, you know, like this and the thing from Japan and, you know, all the original programming. All the old nitros, it's a bargain for $10 a month, you know?
Yeah. It's a hell out of Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, I keep the Netflix as a kid, and once in a while, I binge watch all the shows that I should be watching regularly, and I don't.
Right. But when it comes to Netflix, they're not removing stuff. It's not like, oh, I have to watch it now. It's always there.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. I hear you.
You know, they're always adding stuff. They've never subtracted stuff that, at least I know of.
Well, they're the network is, I think they finally reached 3 million subscribers. You know, I hope they did anyway. It's been 2 years already, so almost 2 years, I think.
Yeah, 2 years in February.
In February, yeah.
Right after Fastlane.
Fastlane 12.
Yeah. That's funny 2013.
Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, it's just, I see the logo and I see, you know, Brock Lesnar headlining. I'm like, you know what? It has the makings of something nice, you know? I just hope that it follows through. You know, if not, then no sweat. You know, you're still paying $10 a month, and we have something to complain about on social media later. So,
yeah. I mean, if you want to get subscribers, you know, this is a good way to boost, like I said, you know, put your title matches in there because that'll draw people, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, because Seth Rollins versus Cena in the steel cage, that's a pay-per-view headline match anywhere.
Yeah, and I'm a steel cage mark. However, I feel like this is just a filler because they really didn't have a feud, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They fought that one title versus title, and then it was like, you know. Like, no, it was lackluster, if that makes any sense, you know?
Yeah. Okay, you should definitely have, if you wanted to build it, you could have had Rollins screaming for his rematch, but they want to push the Brock versus Big Show. It seemed like, you know, when they redid Brock's contract and got him more dates, this was what they had to do, make him the main event person in these house shows. Like, the Beast in the East, it was all pushed for him. And this is pushed for him.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Mention of,
I don't have a problem with that. Because, you know, you don't have to be the champion to headline. Although I'm old school, I'd rather have him, you know, headline and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, you don't have to have the champion headline.
No, not at all. Like you said, Hulk Hogan used to be in the mid-card main event.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan versus Sheik at the Garden all for months. Sergeant Slaughter versus Sheik.
Yeah, any title, Matt. I mean, the world title was always either the world title, sometimes the world title wasn't defended. But the IC title was always a mid card thing because it's the hype for next month, you know.
Yeah. Tito versus Greg Valentine.
Yeah, and they don't give you. They used to give you inserts in your program with all the matches.
Yeah.
And you bring a pen and you mark them down. And you write down all the results. You bring them to school the next day and show all your friends like, look where I was last night, and you weren't. You know,
haha, you suck.
Yeah, and then my gym teacher, who I'm still friends with to this day, from junior high school, would let me sit out of exercises if I gave him the program to read for the while we did all the exercises. You know, he'd let us go outside early, and you know what I'm saying, get like 5-10 minutes early so we can. And he let me do that, and I was like, all right, yeah, it's fine. Hit him off with that, but yeah. Good shit.
They were only like $3, and they used to be thick ass programs. Now you pay $20 for like 3 pages.
You got like 10 or 12 pages, and you got, you know, it was like a magazine, almost like a magazine. And then you would get the insert. And then they got smart, and they would just sell you the magazine, a WWF magazine, with the insert in it, coming towards the end of the run. But you know, you they'd still make you buy the posters and the merch and shit like that. And the programs now. I mean, the one I saw was, it looked like a big concert book, you know, it was just with the roster on it from, like, if you went to a SmackDown card, the program was blue, we went to a Raw, it was red. It wasn't terrible, just wasn't really updated because, you know, it's the same thing for like 8 months, you know?
Yep.
So, but, you know what? They know how to market shit, man. They sure do. So.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. I feel like it's. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time shitting on them because I'm giving them their due tonight because I figured, you know what, it's MSG, it's New York. I have no life. I'm home. You know.
I'm excited for this. You know, it's, like I said, man, you wouldn't see this anywhere else.
As New Yorkers, I think we're a little more excited than the rest of the bunch because we lived it. And I'm sorry, Scott. I'm biased, dude. It's the Mecca, man.
Exactly, the Mecca. It's where, like you said before, it's what you dreamed of.
Yeah,
it's like playing at Yankee Stadium. I mean, if you're a baseball player, you want to play there. No matter if you're playing for them or against them,
right,
or All-Star Game exhibition, you want to be there.
Yep. And if you're a wrestler, you're in a tan. Like I said before, you want to play in the Garden.
Yep.
You've heard Jericho say it. You've heard The Rock say it. You've heard Austin say it. You've even heard Ric Flair say it. You're nothing in this business until you make it to the Garden. And you know what? That's kind of true. Well, it was true for one point, you know.
Hey, look what Cena picked for his return. Royal Rumble at Madison Square Garden.
That was so good. I enjoyed that.
Yep.
I enjoyed
it. Blew the roof off the place.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. I didn't go, thank God. Because the card was okay, but... yeah, all right. So let's talk about the card a little bit. We'll go into... They said Charlotte, Team Bella, Stardust, Kane, and Mark Henry Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns are not appearing at MSG tonight because they're also running the same event, running a live event, I should say, at the same time in the state of Maine. So you're not going to see those guys tonight.
Split squad.
Yeah, it's like spring training. You know.
I'm cool with that. Like you said, it's not a pay-per-view. You're not going to put all your best people in it.
Well, you know what? They have most of the main players in there for tonight, but I wonder what, like, the... I mean, because the three major belts are being defended, except for the women's championship. So, the Divas title. So, I mean, there's no title matches in this card in Maine. So, like, I want to know what they... I mean, is it going to be, like, Bray Wyatt versus Roman Reigns, you know? I don't know.
It's probably your main event.
Maybe they'll steal somebody from NXT. Speaking of NXT, I hope Carmel was all right. She hurt herself last night.
Already knocked her out.
Yeah. You know what, dude? I want to get into that for a second, if you don't mind.
No. It's your show.
She's a liability, man. Like, I met my buddy Damian Dragon. Shout out to him. Big indie wrestler here in the Northeast. He retired after he won the Super Raid a couple years ago. And Damian posted something on social media today, and it's so true. Here's a girl who doesn't lack the desire, doesn't lack the heart, but lacks the talent. Cannot get it right. And this is a thing that happens in wrestling. People who just can't get it, and they're a liability in a ring. You know? She's got the look, she's got the heart, but she doesn't have the fucking tools. Go home. Now, you hope Carmella comes back. Because she's kind of, nobody knows the extent of her injuries. But something like that, Eva Marie, you just, you know, go do something else, man. You know?
Yeah.
You're not a bad looking broad. Go do something else.
No, she's
not. You know, NXT is getting big, doing a lot of traveling now.
Finn Balor going the old DX chop in front of TNA's offices.
Yeah, real classy. You know what? I have no fucking use for that nonsense. What was the sense of that? And then the fucking British guy doing it too, Grotto. Like, what's the fuck? What's the point, man? Like, I don't understand the nonsense. Like, you really have to do that? You know, it's like rubbing the salt in the wound, you know? It's like, who cares? Fucking TNA, you know?
Exactly.
They don't really, and people are like, oh, they take shots. Where does TNA take shots? They have no ammunition.
They're shooting blanks.
I haven't heard not one shot fired from that organization. They have not one fucking leg to stand on. Every time they lose somebody, they come back here. Bully Ray was their world champion. He fucking was booking for them, and he ran Aces and Eights. And when they asked him recently where he was for the last 10 years, oh, we were around.
Exactly.
We were around. My son said to me tonight, he goes, what about Jeff Hardy and Kurt Angle come back? I have no problem with that if they're healthy. But I just leave them alone, man. Let the ship sink. You know, leave them alone. They're I feel bad for those guys, you know?
Yeah. Like Tommaso Ciampa, look, he joined the Rick Rude Club.
Oh, yeah, he showed up on two different shows.
At the same time.
That's dope. And he's getting a paycheck. That guy's amazing. He's amazing.
He's getting at least one paycheck.
Yeah. I love that guy. We watched a ton of him in Ring of Honor. He's the goods, that guy. He's the goods. I want him to do well.
I want him to stay in NXT. I want him to sign a contract and come up to the main roster. He'll kick everybody's ass.
Yeah, you guys want to call in 718-878-6394. 718-878-6394. You want to Skype, Throwbacks and Awfulness, all one word. You know, anybody checking in, it's all good. Anyway, let's get into this card a little bit.
Let's go.
I guess because apparently everybody's out on Saturday night like they should be. Not like us, we're fucking losers.
We're adults.
Right. All right. Well, let's start off with this match for the 1700th time in our existence: Randy Orton versus Sheamus. And the crowd silent. No, it's just I can give a shit about this match. I'm really sick of I just want Sheamus to cash in and get him, and just get him out of a main storyline already.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll pick Orton just for the sake of picking somebody.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go with Sheamus on this one because I think he's going to start getting himself involved a little more in the mix with his little briefcase there, you know? They got to fucking do something with these guys, though, because I was telling somebody the other night, I'm like, you know, it's not that I don't dislike Sheamus, and I really don't dislike Randy Orton, but they're two guys that just don't work well. I don't think they work that well together for some reason, you know? Every other match from them is good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like you always say, they're both vanilla. They both got the goods, but they don't do anything with it. They're bland. You know, it's like you got gluten-free and diabetic food, and you put them together, and it's just like, I ain't eating it.
Yeah, gluten-free and sugar-free. It's just, there's no taste to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you gotta put some taste in that pot of soup there.
Put some Frank's Red Hot in there. Put that bitch on everything.
I put that bitch on everything. That old lady's hysterical, by the way.
Yeah, I love that commercial.
That lady's awesome. So, yeah, but I don't see any. What's that? Let's see. I don't. Where am I? I'm trying to follow the chat room here. Nobody says he didn't realize this was a live show. It is live, my brother. You want to call in, call in. Anybody want to call in? 718-878-6394. It's just me and Scott right now talking. The two New Yorkers shit talking about the Madison Square Garden fucking channel tonight. Anyway.
That was gone in 33rd and 8th, baby, is where it's at.
That's right, baby. Joe Louis Avenue. They named it Joe Louis Avenue, but it's 8th Avenue.
I ain't got a problem with Joe Louis Avenue.
No, I don't have a problem with 8th Avenue, period. I still.
The one thing I always had a problem with them renaming is it will always be the Interborough Parkway. It's not the
Jackie. It's not the Jackie Robinson, yeah, dude. I learned, honestly, all of my trauma skills as an EMT on the Jackie Robinson Parkway.
But down by Queens Boulevard, that curve?
We mean by Boulevard. I'm talking about right going towards Brooklyn, the fucking Snake Hill over there.
Oh, word, down by the cemetery. They had one nasty-ass curve.
Dude, yeah, it's anybody who's not from here, obviously, there's a parkway that separates Queens and Brooklyn and North Brooklyn, or East Brooklyn, I should say. East Brooklyn and Queens on a border. I grew up on the other side of that. On the border, my neighborhood borders everything, and so does this park. It's called the Interborough Parkway, and all it is like it's one giant hill. It's one giant like swerve. the entire parkway is like a fucking racetrack. It is. It reminds me of Scott and I got to show our age, but you remember the Aurora car sets, the remote control car sets,
Yeah,
you put them on the electrical ones, you put on a track, and they go like, you know, and you make your own tracks and stuff like that. That's what the Jackie Robinson Parkway, now they call it Jackie Robinson. Now back in the day it was the Interborough, but that's what it looks like. So, yeah, and they renamed bridges too, but I don't have a problem with them renaming Joe Louis 8th Avenue. So, it is what it is. All right. Your next match, let's see, Rusev versus Dolph Ziggler.
For the 350th time.
This lost a lot of flavor for me because I don't like Summer's Eve at all. I mean Summer Rae. I don't like her at all. I think she's not good. You know, she's good from the neck down. If you want to look at something, but
she's body on her, that's no doubt.
She does, and so does Lana. But now that Lana's out with the wrist injury. And she's just not good looking. There's no appeal, you know.
Yeah.
And again, Ziggler's that mid card guy, you know. Never gonna get that push, you know.
I'm gonna pick Rusev in this one.
I'll take Rusev too. I don't know what they're doing with him. I really don't know what they're doing with him. I don't know.
He's just. got that big push, went up against Cena, and now he's just been flat since.
Yeah, they're blaming Cena for that one, too.
He peaked way too quickly.
I don't know, man. Do you think these guys are still packageable, the guys that are on that Cena list? Like, can you save Rusev? Can you save these guys that Cena has beaten? Like, can you repackage them and put them back into the fold at all?
Yeah. Yeah, Rusev, yes. Cesaro, definitely.
Yeah.
It's just... And, you know, the whole thing about Rusev losing his accent and everything, it's like, where are you going with this?
Well, it was the same thing with Kofi Kingston, right? First, he was legit from Guyana, and they gave him that West Indian accent. Meanwhile, he grew up in Massachusetts, you know.
Yeah, I remember, what's his name?
Triple H.
Mike Adamley.
Oh.
Jamaican me crazy.
Oh.
He kept saying that about Kofi Kingston when he would go off in his controlled frenzy. He'd be like, Jamaican me crazy.
Dave and I met him last year at Legends of the Ring. He was one of the he was one of the nicest guys, man. One of the nicest guys on the planet.
What was the deal with him? Why'd they get rid of him? Just
I don't know. I he wasn't really feeling it anyway. I don't think he was. I don't know. They don't. You know how they are with those things.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. But you can repackage yourself. Pull him back. I mean, you did it with Big E.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you repackaged him into New Day. But, you know, you did it with Husky Harris and it worked out.
Oh, God.
You know, it worked out for the best for him. Even though when he came up, everybody was chanting the Husky Harris chants. They just fell to the wayside.
A lot of those NXT guys got a nice little push there. You know, Barrett, Ryback, Daniel Bryan. You know, so
I mean, Rollins got the biggest push of them all.
Yeah, he was
getting a good push.
He was in the Nexus.
Oh, you said NXT guys.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have said Nexus. I'm sorry. Same thing.
Yeah, Titus O'Neil.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Right, give me one second.
The only one that didn't really was Gabriel and Otunga.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, we're getting a call here. All right. Joining us also is the co-host of Freaks and Effing Geeks on Tuesday evening here on The Rant, Mr. Rage. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm still at work and waiting for this shit to start.
What's up, Rage?
What's up? Is that Scott?
Yep.
Oh. All right.
So what are you gonna kick your feet up and watch this at work?
Yeah, I mean, I got an hour left until I get out of here, so I'm just gonna watch this until I get out. So
you should get home in time for the good stuff, anyway.
Yeah.
Not any public transportation. Ain't nothing better than that.
I mean, you know what? Rage, you're actually excited for this, or just nothing else is going on? So you can go home and watch it.
There's really nothing else to watch tonight, so I guess I'll watch this. I'm not going to watch. I really thought about watching the UFC pay per view tonight, but I'm not going to. It's not a good card for me, so I'm not going to watch that.
I wish I could stream it. I can't pay $60 for those anymore.
No, I only pay for good cards.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Punk to get his face caved in.
Oh my God! Punk is not going to lose.
I want him. I don't want him to get killed. I just want him to get his face caved in once to get him humble, and then
why? Why does everybody on this network want CM Punk to lose?
Because he's in a rough division, dude. Have you seen the welterweight division in mixed martial arts?
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad. It's the best fucking weight class in the fucking division. And you think you think 36-year-old CM Punk's gonna walk? What do you think, he's Randy Couture? He's gonna walk in there and fucking dominate?
Not Randy Couture, but he's not some scrub either. I think with some time, be a contender in the Wolf of Week.
I don't know, man. You better hope so, or else. Well, that he has a fucking good plastic surgeon. All right. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of this fucking card here. Your next match is for the Intercontinental Championship. Kevin Owens defending against Chris Jericho.
Oh, it's Owens all the way.
Of course.
I like how they throw Chris Jericho at like all of a sudden they're inserting him in stuff again. Like, I get it. I love Chris Jericho. I really do. But he doesn't look right. Like, he didn't look right as the special guest partner on the pay-per-view last on Night of Champions. This is like, you couldn't throw anybody else at Kevin Owens. And I know half the roster's up in New England right now at a main show, but you couldn't give him Cesaro for the title. You couldn't give him even Stardust or something like that, you know, even though Stardust is up in Maine. You couldn't give anybody else but Chris Jericho. Like, I kind of feel like this is lackluster a little bit.
I think it's personally, it's offensive to me that they would throw Chris Jericho in this sort of position.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
I said it's personally offensive to me that they would throw Chris Jericho in this sort of position when you're right. They got a whole, you know, roster full of guys they can just pull out and, you know, put them, you know, build a nice, decent story around for this sort of event. But no, they got to go with the aging Jericho.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Jericho could still go. I don't have an issue with his in-ring stuff. It just
he's a part-timer.
Right. Well, not even that, dude. It just doesn't feel right. I mean, a lot of guys are part-timers, and they do well, like, you know, Brock Lesnar and other guys. But, like, you know,
story-wise, how does this make sense?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. It just doesn't look right for me, anyway. You know.
Makes sense when they threw him in that six-man tag.
That's what I just said. It just doesn't look right, you know. There were just things where you could have put at least 2 to 5 more guys in that spot.
Easy. You could have put Jericho versus Orton and Sheamus versus Owens. I would have bought that a lot better.
Sheamus and Owens could have tore it up. That'd be nice and stiff too.
Yeah.
Nice and stiff. I like those stiff cards. I like those big, stiff, strong-style fucking matches. I do. I really, really do. Yeah, I don't see Kevin Owens dropping the IC title to Chris Jericho anytime soon.
Nope.
No.
You know, especially with his band probably going on tour again in some foreign country. You know? So. I took a swig of the diet soda here. Sorry about that. I'm like dead air. Here's the match that intrigues me the most. Not even the cage match. And you guys know how I feel about cage matches. The New Day fighting Dudleys for the tag team championship. The New Day is so hot right now. They're probably the hottest thing in the Fed. I was talking to Rick from Talk Brunch and who debuts this Wednesday on The Rant. So check that out. Rick said that I should watch the last edition of SmackDown. He said it has a good feel to it, and it was good. And the New Day segment was really cool, and it had a nice old school feel to it. And you know, I'll check out SmackDown probably tomorrow before I go to church. But
it wasn't bad.
Yeah. Ray? You didn't see this week's SmackDown yet, right?
I haven't watched any SmackDown since they went back to Thursdays.
If the Dudleys were to win the belts, wouldn't it be apropos if they did it tonight in their hometown?
Yes, it would be.
I was telling my brother this earlier, you know, I'm like, Dudleys have to win tonight. Because where else are you going to give them the straps? You can't prolong their feud to another pay-per-view or pay-per-views down the road. Hometown, build the excitement, build the subscriptions for the network that titles are changing at these house shows. And not like the last one, the NXT, that we all knew because Owens was on the main roster. Surprise matches, like the tag teams or the IC belt. But right now, tonight, I'm picking the Dudleys to win it for that reason.
And
you
guys are picking the Dudleys?
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Dudleys for the same reason.
I want to pick the Dudleys. I really, really do. I just feel WWE is going to fuck it up and not give it to them. And plus, the New Day is so hot right now. But it would make perfect sense for them in their hometown, 10-time champions,
25-time champions.
Well, I'm talking about
overall.
10 times in the Fed.
Yeah.
Listen, I I'm ashamed to say this. I was never a big Dudley Boyz fan back in the day at all.
Mm-hmm.
I loved their great in-ring, you know. I told the Bubba Ray story about me and him in a car dealership when he thought I mooned him. But like, I never got into them like that. And I respect them. I think, you know, they did everything. They surpassed the Road Warriors, and they surpassed the Steiners, and winning the belts on every fucking continent and every Fed. You know, they did. I'm not disputing that at all. And people are like, how could you say that? You're crazy. I mean, and I've seen them. I was at their debut when they were lackeys for Raven in the ECW arena in Philly. I was there the first night they debuted. So I've been with them since the beginning. I did enjoy them. They had some dude. They would incite riots with those crowds when they went heel, when they had Gertner ring announcing them and shit. And I'm going to have Joel Gertner on, hopefully, by the end of the year. And he'll tell you firsthand the neo-riots those guys incited. Any town they came to, they had so much heat in the ring, it was ridiculous. I just didn't get into them. I was more of an Eliminators guy. I liked the Pitbulls. I liked fucking Van Damme and Sabu. I liked all the tag teams. I just didn't like those. And then when they came over... They came over to the E. They fought the same two fucking teams. They fought
the Christian and the Hardys.
And Christian and I'm sorry, Rage. Go ahead.
I think to me some of their best matches were in TNA. Now people can disagree with me on that, but TNA at the time had a very, very deep tag team division.
Oh, dude! Some of my favorite matches of them is them versus Beer Money, them versus the Machine Guns.
Some against the Beer Money matches, definitely the Machine Gun matches.
Yeah, even AMW.
Oh God, yeah.
LAX. Not to break away from the card, but TNA had fucking amazing tag teams. America's Most Wanted. They had was it Elix Skipper and all those guys? They were amazing.
Yeah, LAX.
Yeah.
Team Canada.
Team Canada.
Yeah. were good shit, man. But anyway,
you had AJ and Christopher Daniels.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, Styles and Daniels. Oh my God, that was the
yeah,
best.
That was some good shit, man. I enjoyed those old TNA matches, man. You know what I want to get on DVD? I gotta find it. I think it was on one of the first lockdown pay per views when Elix Skipper did the move off the top of the cage.
No, that's Turning Point 2004. I watched that. I was watching that a couple weeks ago.
Do you have that?
I watched it on their TNA's online service that they have on YouTube. It's $5 a month.
Okay.
But I watched that. It was the match with Triple X. There was Styles and Elix Skipper. No, Daniels and Elix Skipper.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic tag team cage match. Still, to this day, one of my favorite cage matches of all time.
What was that, Rage? Turning Point 2004?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to find that. I want to own that. I want to own that. But yeah, yeah. That was...
Shop TNA, 99% off.
Yeah. maybe I will get it from them. Probably fucking $5 on TNA. But
probably throw in a pair of Sting gloves, too.
Sting. Yeah, maybe they'll throw in an Abyss mask for me. my son loves Abyss. We just saw him yell a couple weeks ago, choke slam Shining Wizards Eddie. It was fucking amazing.
Right.
Anyway, getting back to the Dudleys. I just was never a big Dudley guy. Never a big Dudley fan. I respect them. I don't dislike them. I was never like, you know, I didn't root for them a lot. So, and I just, you know, at one point, the ladder thing just fucking, it was great the first couple of times. But when you do it 10 and 12 times, it was like, please, let it go already. You know, but yeah, I think the New Day's gonna win the match. I don't know if WWE would throw us a bone and give it to the hometown boys. I'm actually rooting for the Dudleys tonight, although I love fucking New Day. They're so over right now. I love them.
Took me a while to like them, but I like.
If the Dudleys lose tonight, it kind of closes out the feud. If they win, it keeps it going.
Yeah, and you know what? I think the Dudleys have one more title run in them, and then they'll play the Chris Jericho role of putting guys over.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. What do you think, Rage?
Here's the thing. I mean, I don't see them. They're not necessarily, like, they're not necessarily aging. They're still in perfect shape. They can still go. I don't necessarily see, like, just one. I think they got maybe two, three, maybe four reigns in them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do like the New Day. I mean, it took me a long, 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 long time to like them because I felt like their gimmick was just not what I was really hoping for when they originally brought them out. And I know no one really was expecting like the whole, you know, the new Nation of Domination thing, but you know, their gimmick is growing on me. Their promos are pretty good. I mean,
Yeah, they definitely, you could tell that they're really liking what they're doing, too. I feel that, you know. And a smarter wrestling fan would catch that, you know, when you know that the guy is into his gimmick, you know. Sometimes you can't really fool good wrestling fans, you know. And those guys are really into their gimmick. They really are. Good for them. So, all right, we got two more matches on the card, and probably, I mean, it used to take like a 45 minutes back in the day to set up a cage at the Garden. I think they got it down to a science now. I think it takes a little less than that, though. They should actually open up with this, but they're probably not gonna, you know, but Seth Rollins... This is for the U.S. title, by the way. This is not for Seth Rollins as a world championship. Seth Rollins going up against John Cena for the U.S. title. Kind of weird that they're doing it like that. Normally, they would give the title match to the champion, you know, like to the U.S. champion.
Yeah.
Any reason why you guys think they're giving it to Rollins for the U.S. title?
To keep Cena out of the picture, probably. And it was just, like, I think it's just a filler match thrown in at the last minute to get, you know, hits.
You feel like WWE is noticing the fuck up with Rollins? You feel like they might just take the world title off of him and put the U.S. title back on him?
No. Wow. I think he is going to stay champ. I mean, if you read what I put on the rant the other day, the last week, I think his face turn is coming. And that's what's going on with his cane thing, and then his next up will be Triple H, and then his face turn will be complete, and, you know, to solidify his reign as champion.
I read somewhere that John Cena was going to take some time off after Hell in a Cell. You guys read that too?
Yeah. It was on Up Rocks.
So let me ask you. It was on one of the dirt sheets. I saw it. Let me ask you a question. Oh, you found out. Well, good. Thank you, Scott. You fucking found that match.
Oh, you.
Look at you, you swift motherfucker. You. Anyway. I'm sorry. I'm getting preoccupied by Scott's posts on the throwbacks page. If that's the case, if Cena is taking some time off, does he drop the belt tonight, or he drops it on like a pay per view or something else?
If he drops it off tonight, honestly, it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Who's he fighting at Hell in a Cell?
I don't know.
He hasn't got a match against Hell in a Cell. I originally heard that he was taking time off after Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Yeah.
So he...
Yes.
If it's true, he'll probably drop it at Hell in a Cell, but I don't know.
If he drops it tonight, there's nowhere for him to get a rematch.
So now, and Rollins is fighting fucking Awful Kane, right, at the Hell in a Cell?
Pretty much. That's what it's setting up to be. I'd be surprised if he doesn't.
So now, how about this? How about if Cena drops the U.S. title again to Rollins tonight, right? Going into the Hell in a Cell? Make it a three-way.
That'd be...
And then you beat up Cena so bad that he has to come off TV for a little while. Make him come back. No, seriously, give him Christmas off. Make him come back at the Rumble, you know, and then set him up for Mania. Maybe no.
I wouldn't buy that. I'm not a fan of that.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I mean, I could see if there was something going between like Kane and Cena, if they had some interaction on TV, but where Kane was kind of screwing them over, I would see. But I don't know. But then again, you got 3 weeks before you could set it up.
What do you think, Rage?
I don't know. I honestly wouldn't make a lot of sense for me. I mean, you give the belt, you know, you give the belt back to Cena at SummerSlam that he got.
I'm sorry, bro. You broke up. What was that?
Did Cena lose, drop the belt to Rollins at SummerSlam, right?
Yeah.
No, like, Night of Champions.
Night of Champions.
So it just wouldn't, to me, it wouldn't make sense. It doesn't make sense anyway for me for him to just, like, all of a sudden just give it right back to him. But, I mean, if they were to do that, you know, I guess they can do the whole three-way at Hell in a Cell. I don't know. If this whole thing to me just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, why they give it back? Why give it back to Cena anyway?
Okay. All right, just a thought, you know, just a booking brain fart that I had. You know, I figured, you know, at least you had, if Cena did drop the belt tonight, just say hypothetically, at least you'd have something to give him, let him have, give him something to do, get him involved. Right. Or if you don't have him involved, you're gonna let him take time off with the belt. I mean, I see that bothers me too. Like the you finally put some, you know, some credibility back in the U.S. title, and he's gonna take a break. You know what I'm saying? That would fucking ruin. It would ruin it for me. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, I'm gonna take Cena for the win. I don't see Rollins winning the U.S. title tonight. Although it would be interesting if he did.
I'm thinking Cena
with shenanigans. I think something's going to happen. I don't think he's going to win clean. I think the authority will get involved somehow and mess things up for Seth Rollins. So, what do you guys think? You taking Rollins as well? I mean, Cena as well?
So, would hopefully set up for, at some point, Rollins and Triple H.
See, I would love to see that. If Triple H interjects himself like tonight, or let's say if he interjects himself in like Hell in a Cell, that would be, you know, or even if he had something to do with it backstage tonight, like if he said something to Kane, or if he went to ringside, or like something, you know what I'm saying? Not physically interject himself. If that happens, that'd be fantastic. However, I think John Cena is going to win with some shenanigans. What do you guys think?
Yeah, Cena wins. Cena retains. I'm going to put it that way.
Okay, you take it. Go ahead. Sorry, Scott.
Let's say if Kane comes out and interferes, you know, Rollins wins on DQ. I'm going to say Cena retains.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Rage.
Yeah, that makes a lot. That makes some logical sense. Cena definitely retain it tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, we're about to wrap this bitch up. We got about maybe 7 minutes until the event actually starts. Brock Lesnar versus The Big Show. Yeah.
This is going to be the ultimate fucking squash match. Oh, I can't wait. Honestly,
what's the over under on suplexes?
Man, I see them breaking the fucking ring again. I see it. I'm playing it back in my head right now. I called in on the rant the other day, Rage. I called in on Tuesday, and I told them, I'm like, don't be surprised if they break the ring again.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
you know.
I'll say Brock Lesnar puts in about 9 suplexes on Big Show before he goes for number 10 and breaks the ring.
Oh man. goes for the nine. Go for the 10, huh? That's a big boy, man. It's a huge bitch. He can get him up 10 times.
No, he's in a superplex. I see the 10th one being a superplex.
Oh man, what was that, Scott?
No, I was saying, yeah, he gets a. That's pretty big. You know, get him up there 10 times, not even 9 times. German suplexes. That's a lot.
That is a lot. So I guess we're all in agreement. We're taking Brock Lesnar for the win.
Yeah. Yes, in a fucking squash, in a massacre.
All right, over under less than 10 minutes.
Oh yeah, 10 minutes. Yeah,
Scott,
what's the running card on the on this? What's the time on this?
I'm thinking
2 or 3 hours.
2.5 hours. They'll be done by 10:30, I think.
Okay, so they're falling for that long. I'm gonna say it's gonna go 12 minutes. Big Show's gonna have his moment in the sun. His 5 minutes of fame in the match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to hit him with a knockout punch. Lesnar's going to kick out. He's going to be like, what? You blah, blah, blah. And then it's going to be suplex city, bitch.
And then he's going to get jail raped by fucking Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. I, you know what? I want to hope so. I really, really want to hope so.
When it's over, Big Show needs to retire.
Yeah.
He does.
They got to get these old conjures off TV, man. It's ridiculous. Dunkulous.
Yeah, there's enough mid-card jobbers without trying to fit Mark Henry in the Big Show in every freaking Raw and SmackDown.
Please get them. I mean, I respect all of their stuff, man. Kane, Big Show, Mark Henry. I respect all their performances. I was a big fan of those back in the day. You know, I love those guys to pieces, but there are so many other guys right now just itching to get that spot, man.
It's been 20 years. 20 years, it's time to go.
Yeah, you've done
it. I'm so sorry for Mark Henry because he has to go out there and job like this to people he know damn well he shouldn't be jobbing to. It's like, no.
Well, if he stayed healthy, Rage, I think he would have had a better career in terms of in the latter part of it. He was injured, dude, way too much.
A lot of that was the strongman competitions.
That dude, you know, and Rage has a point. You know, you kind of feel sorry for him, but in the same breath, it's that baseball player if he wasn't hurt, you know. All right, 510, you're on the air.
It's the nobody. What's going on back, you Seal?
What's up, nobody? How you been, my bro?
You put in a request, so I had to answer. I had to step up. I had a little time to put in. How's Ultra Powers and the Rage doing?
Everybody's doing well, man. Powers is somewhere in Jersey trying not to, you know, make trouble. And I got Scott and Rage on the air now. About 3 minutes from the pay-per-view. I just called in to say,
who is Paul White pissed off now? Why are they putting him in there with Brock the Beast Lesnar?
I think it's just so somebody else will throw at him. I don't think it's just anything. I mean, and they've had him in some prolific, high prolific shit right now with the Big Show. So.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they have nothing, and half their roster is up in Maine right now. So,
this was originally Bo Dallas until everybody ditched.
Yeah.
Why Bo Dallas? Why did Bo Dallas hate? Why nobody let him get a chance to get mauled on?
I don't know.
Why not Bo Dallas? If they could throw Kofi Kingston in with Brock Lesnar, there's no reason they couldn't have dig Bo Dallas.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, why wondering when I heard the match, Big Show versus Brock Lesnar, because I'll be honest, I wasn't really paying attention to WWE the last couple weeks. I just been busy with other stuff. But when I heard it was Big Show, I'm like, well, who did Big Show piss off? Why are they throwing him in there with the Beast?
Do you know what they're doing? Do you know why they're doing it? To sell tickets, man. No one's gonna buy. No one's buying tickets. No one's buying tickets for Bo Dallas and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They want Lesnar to fight somebody with some legitimacy.
All right, fellas,
putting him in there with a 7-foot-tall guy that gives it, I guess, some buy appeal.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to start wrapping this up. Final words from everybody? Nobody? Any final thoughts before I let you go?
Oh, man, you're doing a post-show
Phil?
Nah, I'm gonna let Will and the boys take that at 11 o'clock, hopefully.
Oh, okay. That's right, because Will got the show tonight. I forgot everything's back to normal. Not really. To be honest, I wasn't really looking forward to this pay-per-view, but I'll check it out because you guys talked it up. A good game. You know, back, you still, you did it. You sold it. So
good looks,
I'll check
man.
It out. But other than that, I'm good.
Good looks, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right, later on.
Nobody.
All right.
Peace. Take care, everybody.
All right, Scott, quick.
All good. Just sit down, got my cheese nips and my soda, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Rage, you going to catch it when you get home?
I'm actually about to watch it. Oh, I'm about to leave.
All right. Well,
I'm on the phone, so you know.
All right, guys, enjoy the show, man. Thanks for nobody, Scott, Rage. Thanks for the chat room. This has been pretty dope. Maybe I'll do this again, and the next time I'll start drinking. I'm gonna start drinking now, though. All right,
enjoy your night, fellas.
Good night, boys. See you later.
Later.